Why do I need to care about my chakras? If you've ever wondered why I keep talking about chakras or why anyone should bother with them at all, let's start here. As you evolve on your spiritual journey, something shifts. You stop believing you're simply a biological organism taking up space on a planet for one lifespan, and that's it. Instead, you start to realize you're an energetic being, a spiritual being of light, housed in an ethereal body that never actually dies. It just transforms. That energetic body is the anchor point for your soul. Once you see your existence from that perspective, everything changes. You start living your physical third-dimensional life from a higher vantage point. And that opens up a whole new inquiry. How do you approach life? How do you treat others? How do you take care of the physical vehicle you've been given temporary management over? The car analogy. Here's a way to think about it. Your soul is like the driver and your body is the car. The driver gets in and tells the car what to do, but the car has its own mechanics of motion and direction based on what the driver determines. Your soul uses the physical body as its navigation tool here in the third dimension. So how does the soul actually get into the car? As a soul enters a physical form, before a baby is even born, it connects through the chakra system, a series of energetic vortexes that anchor into all the specific requirements of the physical form. Back to the car analogy. There's a seat someone sits in and a wheel someone steers with. That's the conscious, visible part. But underneath all that, the part you're not consciously thinking about are the tires, the brakes, the spark plugs, the fan belts, the water and oil systems keeping everything running. Same with your body. The chakra system is the first connection point into the physical form, and from there it connects into your endocrine system, your pineal, pituitary, thymus, thyroid glands, which correlate to your heart, throat, sacral, solar plexus, and root chakras. From there, through resonant connections and biopatterns, it threads all the way through your blood, your bones, your organs. Why Western medicine skips this part? The chakra system is primary to the animation of your physical form. And yet, our dominant healthcare system doesn't factor it in at all. Western medicine? Mostly no. But deep shamanic medicine, and pretty much every ancient healing tradition worth its salt, treats the chakra and energy system as primary to understanding the overall health of a human being. Here's the thing, though. Most people don't even fully understand how their physical body functions, let alone their energy body. But the chakra system is actually one of the easiest systems to learn to navigate because it's energetic. It connects through your emotional and mental bodies, and once you learn to consciously tune into it, each individual chakra becomes paramount to your ongoing health and vitality. Learning to know each chakra intimately means you can start to understand physical or emotional situations before they fully show up in the body, catching things early, before they manifest into something more challenging. Chakras don't stop at your skin. Here's something people don't always realize. Chakras aren't just located inside the body. They extend all the way out into your auric field, and they communicate with each other constantly. Your heart connects with your head and communicates what's going on. Your second and third chakras add their perspective on the emotional and mental body. It's a complex, intertwined system. Physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, that needs regular attention to stay healthy. Your soul is on a continuous evolutionary journey, self-discovery, awakening, enlightenment, moving toward becoming what different traditions call an enlightened being of light, a bodhisattva, an awakened shaman. Different words, same journey. In times past, when people understood their spiritual bodies, societies lived in a much more enlightened state. Compare that to where we are now. Violence, anger, frustration, lack, suffering. An individual who has awakened and is in conscious relationship with their chakra system doesn't operate from that place. Where to start? If this is new territory for you, a good starting point is a chakra reading. To get started, I offer you a free portrait along with code sheets to help you self-interpret your portrait. It gives you a snapshot of where your energy system currently stands. And if you want to go deeper, I also offer a discount on the full reading session, where I provide you with a deeper reflection on what is going on. From there, I recommend getting a chakra portrait 2 or 3 times a year to check in and see what might need adjusting to move toward higher balance. An initial reading gives you a solid overview of the system you're working with, and over time, you can learn to read your own system, coming back for just a light touch-in reading when you need help understanding what shifted and what's next. As you learn to balance your chakras daily, you'll notice it pretty quickly. Your health improves, your emotional and mental state improves, and things just start moving in a higher direction for you. You start to tune into the energetic world that has always existed around you, full of information and knowledge that grows your wisdom spectrum exponentially all the time, ongoing. Is that something you want for yourself? Start with a free portrait and learn more about who you are. Joanne Shivanti Chambers is a clairvoyant psychic and vibrational healer who has guided clients on their spiritual path since 1985 and online starting in 2000 at the Third Eye Guidance website. Her signature offering, the Spiritual MRI, includes detailed readings on chakras, auric layers, past lives, shamanic journeying, DNA activation, remote healing, and spiritual guidance, helping clients reconnect with their soul essence and move toward higher states of balance.